Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, Monday, December 21st, 2009. Another transmission as we wage war on corruption and crash through the lies and disinformation. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up later in the broadcast, Michael Braverman, the producer of Jesse Ventura's number one television show on True TV, Conspiracy Theory, will be joining us to talk about this week's episode, Big Brother, with Catherine Albrecht and others. I, of course, am a consultant on the television show and a frequent guest as well. We're going to talk about the incredible global warming special last week and the special that I am particularly consulted on and appear in more than any other episode coming up next week, Secret Societies. Now, we can't get Ventura on, obviously, because he doesn't have a telephone in the rural area of Mexico where he lives during the winter. He's now at least gotten on his way down to Mexico in his RV. So Michael Braverman with his maiden voyage with us coming up. And we've got James Dillingpole coming on the radio show, a London Telegraph writer who has really been exposing the global warming fraud. We'll look at Copenhagen now in its aftermath. We'll also have wide open phones coming up later in the broadcast today. But we are live Monday, the 21st day of December 2009. Now, Paul Watson wrote a story. So did Aaron Dykes via my analysis on Friday. Headline, Alex Jones, Copenhagen births world government framework despite fallout over science fraud. And a lot of people said, but the media says it completely failed. And it did largely fail. But the dictators that run the EU and the UN and our country and England, Gordon Brown namely being the kingpin, said, we don't care. We're implementing this regardless. And now Gordon Brown has given speeches saying just that. And we have the news headlines here. London Telegraph, there'll be nowhere to run from the new world government. That is just some of the news that I have on this front. Here's another headline, spy drones to enforce CO2 regulations. Oh, you thought there wasn't an agreement? Obama has now announced under the structure of global governance, the Pentagon will monitor your carbon emissions. That already goes on. They have Cessnas all over the United States that fly around registering and reading the carbon emissions from power plants, namely. Also, President Obama and a New World Order, the Wall Street Journal. Here's another one. Copenhagen Climate Summit, plan for EU to police countries' emissions globally. Here's another one, Washington Post. Copenhagen climate deal shows New World Order may be led by U.S. China. Here's another Wall Street Journal headline. In the New World Order, sterling should suffer. Talking about the pound, the British currency. So that is just some of what is coming up today. Also, you know the bad news. You know the bad news. Early this morning, the Senate passed the unconstitutional, draconian, authoritarian health care grab, the eugenics health care grab. And now it moves on to conference, and it's pretty much assured of passage, barring a miracle, in that House committee that already passed their version. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. But once the House passed it and the Senate said they had the 60 votes, there really isn't much we can do other than have the states block it and have lawsuits filed in the state and federal courts, because this system is unconstitutional. It is government crony capitalism. And we're going to be breaking that down quite a bit later in the broadcast today. I still want to mainly focus on Copenhagen in the first hour and a little bit into the second hour, because as big as the power grab of healthcare is, it is nothing compared to global governance being openly established. Now, here's the good news. We're making the tyrants act like tyrants. In the two-week meeting, they were unable to get the majority of nations to sign on. Third world, second world, and developing nations. The problem is the private IMF and World Bank front companies for the private central banks fully and illegitimately and illegally have seized control in the last 100 years of Europe, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan in the last 50. And they have announced, and Gordon Brown is honchoing the deal, that they don't care if the agreement wasn't signed on to. They are going to implement the taxes in the United States, in Canada, in England, in Western Europe, in Japan, in Australia, and New Zealand. They don't care. It will be implemented. That's why we call it the Anglo-American establishment, because one of their top strategists, Professor Carol Quigley, the head of the Georgetown Political Science Department, Bill Clinton's main mentor, wrote two books, one, The Anglo-American Establishment, that was widely publicized, and the other, written specifically for the State Department, but it got out to the public, 900 pages, titled Tragedy and Hope. And he explained that it isn't the British Empire that rules the planet. It is the skeletal structure left over by the British Empire and their governing system, their shadow government imperial system that they used in India and in many other nations, that structure, that system is what is being used to carry out the global governance. So it is that system that is being used, that system that Cecil Rhodes, when he died, gave over $4 billion, and that was in the numbers of close to 100 years ago, so the equivalent of trillions. He gave all of his money to the establishment of global governance, and he wrote books how they were going to establish global governance through the British Empire model. And so the British Empire and the royals of England are some of the biggest owners of the system, and it's a global consortium of corporations that now own the planet through fraud, through chicanery, through larceny, through their criminal activity, through private corporate intelligence agencies, governmental intelligence agencies that take their orders from private networks. The private networks, through global privatization, are not really privatizing government. The private corporations are becoming government with their mercenaries, with their corporate spies. And so we have had global government at least since the 1950s, but it wasn't complete, it wasn't total. And so the globalists have been lobbying the states and other units of federal systems worldwide to standardize zoning, to standardize police, to standardize and raise the taxing system through the model of the OECD, the Organization of Economic and Cooperative Development, that was set up to reorganize Europe after the Marshall Plan, via the Marshall Plan. And it's an emergency receivership system that comes into nations they destroy, they bankrupt by design, and then the globalists take over. And so what's happened is the global government is already in place. They just tried to, through the hype of man-made global warming, and now climate change because the earth is cooling, so they've shifted terms again. First global freezing, then global warming. Global freezing in the 70s, global warming in the 80s and 90s, early 2000s. Now, in the late 2000s, they are shifting into climate change itself. That way they can never get pinned down again if it gets hotter or colder. So all of that is now happening. So that's in place, but it's fraudulent. They need to get the legislatures and the governments of the world, who are already predominantly dominated by these banking interests, to openly, on paper, through treaties, sign over what's left of their sovereignty. That failed. So they are simply announcing publicly the structure that was already there. The agreement that was signed on to by the U.S., Europe, England, and just a few other countries on Friday evening into Saturday morning. That agreement is now public. I did a video announcement on Friday about it. We wrote stories Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on it. On Sunday, scores of mainstream newspapers, the Wall Street Journal, the London Telegraph, and others, reported exactly what we told you on Friday. That Gordon Brown is writing the agreement because a blank check was signed on to by Europe and the United States and England, Canada and a few other nations, that they would give unlimited taxing power to a private banking board established through the World Bank and IMF. And now Gordon Brown is openly on television announcing that he is the leader of it. He set up the G20 as well, back when he was the underling of Tony Blair. He is one of the most powerful people in the world, Gordon Brown. And he is openly announcing that the West will levy taxes against its people, as if the banker bailout takeover wasn't bad enough, and the planned implosion of the economy for vertical consolidation and integration, as if that wasn't bad enough, that they will now levy unilaterally taxes to be paid to the IMF and World Bank, and that the EU will now go into all the third world nations and will chronicle their industrial development, and that if they don't unilaterally themselves as well cut their carbon emissions, which is a death sentence for tens of millions a year conservatively. I had said hundreds of millions were at starvation level. The UN actually says 900 million are on starvation level every year. Over 15 million starve to death a year. This will conservatively increase it by more than 10 million a year. We're talking about megadeath. Megadeath. Deaths in the millions. And they are announcing that if those nations don't make cuts, the IMF and World Bank that have already bought them off, paid them off, they give Nigeria, again, a good example, billion-dollar loan in the 70s. Nigeria is paid back with interest over $60 billion in just one loan. The $3 billion loan, they've paid back over $40 billion. Still, they're in more debt. They can never get out of debt. So they take our tax money, give it to the IMF and World Bank. But in the past, Congress every year would be arm-twisted into this under the name of aid to other countries. But it's not aid. It's funding for the private IMF and World Bank in foreign aid to come in and take over those countries. And that's in State Department Memorandum 200, of course, from 1973 with Dr. Henry Kissinger, stating it is to reduce population. And if the countries don't reduce population and don't cut food supplies, their governments won't be given the billions of dollars. So it's a payoff. So what's been announced is that world government is here whether you like it or not. And here is the London Telegraph on that. There'll be nowhere to run from the New World Order. And it goes on to say the Committee to Save the World, Barack Obama, Nicolas Sarkozy, Angela Merkel, Gordon Brown, other leaders at the Copenhagen talks, signed an agreement for their nations unilaterally to fund the creation of the global governance system. Again, they're just coming out of the closet. It was built behind the giant steel curtains. Now they've rolled this juggernaut, this war mock, this colossus of tyranny and death and genocide out into the open, dressing it up as the savior of the world. Here's another key article, London Telegraph. Copenhagen Climate Summit, plan for EU to police countries' emissions. Gordon Brown is drawing up plans for the European Union to become a global warming policeman, monitoring individual countries' compliance with cutting carbon emissions, compliance with carbon-cutting targets. So these nations didn't sign on, but through the IMF and World Bank, they're controlled. But the West, in England, Gordon Brown is saying that even if the Parliament doesn't pass all these new taxes, he will implement it. In the United States, the last week and a half, Obama has said, quote, even if Congress and the Senate won't ratify this, I will unilaterally order, quote, a command and control system to cut, and, quote, it won't be pretty. So it's like a mobster saying, give me what I want or it won't be pretty, bub. I'm going to smash your face in. So just open tyranny in your face. And then there are other headlines out of the Wall Street Journal, President Obama and the New World Order. Here's another one out of the Washington Post. Copenhagen climate deal shows New World Order may be led by the U.S. and China. Here's another one. In the New World Order, sterling should suffer. Yes, England and their dollar, their pound will suffer. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip of Gordon Brown pushing all of this and explaining that, oh, well, we're going to implement this regardless. This is your global government. Then, spy drones to enforce CO2 regulations. This has been announced by Barack Obama. Let me give you a news tip. It's already been going on for at least a decade. We're going to talk about this.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
This is a huge opportunity for new jobs, new industries, and new services. We believe that in the United Kingdom we can create something in the order of 400,000 jobs over the next few years from our low-carbon industries and services alone. But I also want to emphasize that France and Britain, and I believe all the other European countries, recognize that to make possible a climate change deal which secures the future of our environment, we have to work together to provide sufficient finance so that our developing country partners can make the changes that are necessary in their climate change policies to benefit the whole world. So there's never been any doubt that we would have to put up some money from the richest countries. We have already agreed that there is money in the order of $10 billion to be found over the next 3 years. We are able to finance that from the money that we are announcing today, and I believe the rest of the European Union will come on board. This is the joint enterprise of France, Britain and many other European countries to make possible what I believe is absolutely essential for the world, and that's a climate change agreement.
So that's how the spin works. They say there's no doubt this is happening. There's no doubt we need these taxes. Oh, the agreement went really well when it actually all blew up in their face, but they don't care. They're dictatorial. They're going to take more money from the West, shut down more of our industries. He lied and said it'll give you more jobs, and then, quote, give it to the third world. No, that means give it to the IMF and World Bank, and that's actually in scores of newspapers breaking down the actual plan, breaking down the program of control. And so they're going to take your tax money and the nations they control, the West, and start giving it to the IMF and World Bank. And the IMF and World Bank, with this private board funded by your tax money, will start monitoring the system worldwide and developing the global governance structure further. Now, here is a short one-minute clip from the European Union Parliament with a British member breaking down the basic fraud in Brussels.
Mr. Godfrey Bloom, 1 minute.
Mr. President, I take the opportunity of wishing the East European cities well in the coming of the very early skiing season, and snow and ice that's come there, what of course is indicative of the fact that, as independent science has now confirmed, that the globe is actually cooling and has been cooling since 2002, broadly flat since 1998. We're all talking about something here which isn't happening. I've heard time and time again members here talk of CO2 as a pollutant. A pollutant is a life-giving natural gas. It gives me the impression that some of our members haven't had the benefit of a formal education. Isn't this really just about the state being able to get its hand in ordinary people's trouser pocket to steal yet more tax from them? Isn't this all about political control? Isn't all this about politics and big business? The whole thing's a sham. This bogus hypothesis, this ridiculous nonsense that man-made CO2 is causing global warming. Enough, please, before we damage irrevocably the global economy.
Absolutely. But there's this idea that the UN and the IMF and World Bank are stupid and really believe that the Earth is dying because of CO2, that the sea levels are rising when they're not rising. They know it's a fraud. They need something to scare people into relinquishing their rights and freedoms. Now, coming up later, I'm going to play several clips from CNN where they have the former Microsoft head, the head of Microsoft Development and Science. This guy's got a security clearance above ultra, calling for geoengineering or terraforming the planet with giant blimps that spray out sulfur dioxide. Now, remember, the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, has already announced in his first speech 11 months ago as the new science czar, the first thing he said was, we've been testing spraying from aircraft nuclei to, quote, cool the planet. Now we're looking at going fully operational. And they're suddenly admitting that they're already geoengineering the planet. So they're just throwing it out there like it's no big deal, hiding it in plain view, just like they're announcing global government out there like it's no big deal in plain view, in plain sight. Meanwhile, I have national reporters here every week to interview me for magazines and newspapers. I show them these clips, I give them documents, and they won't even look at them. And I say, see, they're setting up a private global government. And they say, but don't they mean something different of global government than what you mean? And I show them specific white papers where they state it's a global government to bring in a police state, that's a quote, a planetary regime to dominate and control all human activities. But they don't care. Because the public for 20-plus years was taught there's no such thing, and so people don't like to admit they've been conned. So even as global government's being openly set up, people can't resist it because they're so weak-minded. It's incredible. I'm called a crazy person because I read government documents.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. A criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew.
Okay, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to get to CNN now admitting chemtrailing and that they want to launch through Microsoft patents giant blimps that spray sulfur dioxide in the upper atmosphere to artificially cool the earth. This is terraforming or geoengineering. Again, 14 years ago, I would talk about chemtrails and be laughed at. It's now declassified that there's a giant weather modification program going on, bare minimum. And the evidence is clear. The global government is manipulating the weather and, I believe, preparing to cause major weather disasters as a pretext for everyone to submit to global government. Problem, reaction, solution. Just as Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag to set up a police state in Germany. Or just as the czars would bomb their political enemies and then blame them for it. This is a massive setup developing. We'll be covering that coming up in the next hour, ladies and gentlemen. But for the balance of the hour, in Jesse Ventura's stead, because the governor's now escaped to Mexico for a few months, we have Michael Braverman, the executive producer of Conspiracy Theory. And again, when I say this is a trailblazing, groundbreaking series that's gotten the highest ratings in the history of True TV, which has had some incredibly highly rated television shows, it is not hype. This show blew away my expectations. When I saw the episodes, I'd seen sections of them, heard about the shows, consulted some on the first seven episodes, appear in quite a few of the episodes. I trusted Jesse Ventura because I talked to him over a year ago when he visited with me for 3 days in Austin, and he said, look, I have final cut on this, and I'm not going to do it unless they do what I want. He goes, I don't know if all this stuff's real, but I'm setting out with an open mind. And we would have big arguments and stuff about, you know, just how bad the New World Order was. And the shows really set out with an open mind and discover that, yes, global warming's a hoax, and discover, yes, there is Big Brother, and discover, yes, the government's hiding what really happened with 9/11. We're not completely sure what happened, but we know the official story's got holes in it that are giant. I mean, this is groundbreaking. Nothing like this, truly from an objective perspective, has ever aired on national television. And I cannot tell you how honored I am to be involved with this. This is groundbreaking. And their global warming special made major news in a lot of papers because they got Ben Santer of the UN to admit he cut out sections of his own report where their own scientist at the UN told them that man was not causing global warming. Joining us is Michael Braverman. Michael, incredible job, and thank you for including me in this program.
Oh, Alex, thank you so much, and we're thrilled to have you.
Well, I mean, tell people about the brainchild of this and the hell you went through to get it on TV and your doubts you could even get it on, and now the amazing success and then what's coming up in the next few episodes.
Well, I actually had a gentleman's bet with Jesse Ventura, with the governor, that the show would never see the light of day. Even after they picked the show up and said, okay, you know, y'all could do seven episodes, he still did not believe. I guess part of me didn't believe either that they would actually ever air these shows. They are so explosive. And we do have, we call it two revelations per show. We do have two facts per show that we work really hard on finding out. And some of your listeners may know it, but I guarantee you the general public doesn't. And the reaction has been pretty amazing.
Well, I mean, I can't watch a lot of television, and especially these reality shows, but the shows are really riveting. I mean, they're riveting, and it's a real whodunit Perry Mason investigation. It's amazing.
Well, thank you. And you know, we try to make them obviously really entertaining. We don't want to do a dry documentary, so we try to keep it entertaining and we try to keep it moving fast. And thank you for the compliment about being a whodunit, because that's what we were really trying to get at. Some information out there that people don't know, but you got to do it in an entertaining way. Otherwise, you know, no one's going to watch. So you have to really, really keep it entertaining to the general public, who may not be up to speed on some of these topics.
Well, you've certainly done that, Michael. And let's spend some time on some of the previous episodes and then give people a little bird's eye view, a inside scoop on what's coming up Wednesday night and the next Wednesday night. Of course, Big Brother airs Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. And then, of course, next Wednesday is going to be the Secret Society episode that gets into population reduction, control, everything. I'm a huge part of that program and very, very excited about it. But specifically the global warming special, I mean, you went right to the heart of it, to Maurice Strong, sent cameras to China. You went and interviewed the UN scientist. You went and interviewed myself. You got George Hunt, who's refused to do interviews in the last decade. We got him to talk, and he worked with Strong for over 5 years. I mean, this was an amazing television show.
Well, thank you. And you know, the thing about getting those people is we work really hard, as I said before, about coming up with stuff that even people that are up to speed on this may not know or may not have had the chance to know. I mean, this guy Ben Santer, you know, a lot of people had said, oh, Ben Santer fudged the data. And for him to admit on camera, as you said, that, well, yeah, I did, and of course he has an explanation for it. You know, and when we were doing the show, the network was really scared. Oh, you know, how can you attack global warming? You know, everyone knows global warming is a bad thing. And even Governor Ventura was like, oh, I believe in global warming. At the end of the show, all of us involved in it behind the scenes all looked at each other and went, wow, we really came up with some information. Then cut to ClimateGate, which validated everything we said, absolutely validated everything we said. So, you know, we all sat around in the production office and sort of were patting ourselves on the back going, wow, we were ahead of that curve. And, you know, we really were. And that was a really good feeling.
Let's talk about that. In the last 3 months, because, I mean, these shows are very fresh. They were being shot right up to the last minute. I was in Los Angeles just a month and a half ago organizing with you guys the George Hunt interview. And then you guys had the show in the can 3-4 weeks ago, right as ClimateGate breaks. You guys already had a bunch of ClimateGate where the UN and others were caught red-handed faking data. Then the coup de grace, the icing on the cake, the absolute proof comes out, only verifying what you guys had separately discovered. That shows what a good investigation you were doing. You interviewed Lord Monckton and so many others right before Monckton already burst on the scene here in the U.S. and became a phenomenon with tens of millions of views on YouTube of his speeches and the interviews we've done here live on the radio. I mean, perfect timing as the entire global warming, man-made global warming fraud burst into flames, the television show airs. I mean, talk about providence. That's almost revolutionary war-level providence.
I'd like to think it's that important. I mean, and we did get lucky. And, you know, the thing that convinced me was this guy, Richard Lindzen. You know, I know you saw him. And, you know, guy is a classic MIT professor. You know, I doubt he knows how to, you know, turn his car on or change a light bulb. He spent his whole life studying climate. And this guy is an MIT professor. He's got no access, Brian. He doesn't work for the oil companies. Didn't get paid by anybody but MIT. And I talked to him on the phone, and he didn't want to do the interview. He said, well, you know, it's very complicated. Climate change is very, you know, there's just so many issues. I said, well, if people are fudging the data, why are they doing it? And he said, there was a pause on the phone, and he said, money and power. And I said, you're my guy.
And also, you guys, this is really reality TV. You shot in your war room with Jesse and yourself and other members of the production. You're all arguing about whether it's real or not. And Jesse says, well, I think they're making money off this, but it still might be real. And you were the guy who says, no, guys, I've seen the documentation. It looks like this is a scam. I mean, I got to hand it to you. You know, that was shot, what, 3, 4, 5 months ago. I'm not sure of the date, but I know it was shot at the beginning of the production of the global warming episode. You turn out to be the guy who was right from the beginning in the TV show.
Well, I read the research really carefully, and I'll tell you something funny. This coming week's episode, this Wednesday night, exactly the opposite happens. You'll see me in the war room, and I really get into it with Jesse about the Big Brother issue. Do a little segue here. I mean, him and he and I really got into it, and it wasn't fake. We got hot at each other because I was kind of saying, well, wait a minute. You know, I'm not saying the Patriot Act's a good thing, but you know, if you know, a couple of terrorists are sitting on, you know, cell phones and they're, you know, they were at rallies having a burger and they're talking about blowing up the mall that I'm about to go into, you know, with my family, I damn well want to know about it. He got really hot at me. And that's why I felt at the beginning of the episode. What you don't see is because we didn't have time, is the end of the episode when I look at him and I go, I don't know if I can curse on your show, but I
no,
go,
don't.
No, I'm joking. I go, holy earth, you were right, and I was wrong. So the drama of the episode is real. And again, you'll see me in the war room just really getting hot at him, and he gets hot at me. So it's really interesting what happens, how we change during these shows.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, Jesse's for real. Getting to hang out with him over the last 3-4 years, I guess 4 years ago is when I first met him, and being off camera, he's really a smart guy. He's multifaceted, but he really does get angry in arguments, or not even so much angry. He gets very focused and very, very adamant and serious. Driving around in the hill country with him, I've had huge arguments. So when people see these arguments, this really happens. I mean, Ventura really does turn into a big bear.
Yeah, and he's passionate. He's absolutely a believer. We are not going to do a show unless he believes in it. You know, and here's a guy who sits and reads all day long, you know, spends his time really doing the research, really doing the reading. And we don't do a topic unless he believes in it. You know, global warming was a bit of a push, because, as I say, at the beginning, he didn't believe in it, but at the end of the episode, and now with Climategate, you know, he was totally a convert.
And it's not just a whodunit. Everyone watching is literally brought along with the process, and I have to say it, this is something new in reality TV. Usually it's some rich teenager with her boyfriends getting drunk and fighting with her parents on the telephone and car wrecks. This is a bunch of researchers and Governor Jesse Ventura literally trying to get to the bottom of something. You are transported there to the debates, to the interviews, to the different places in the world that you guys travel.
Yeah, and that, as I say, that backstage stuff or that war room stuff, that stuff is real. We, you know, and you'll see there are other guys, Alex Piper is his name, and he's our skeptic. He and the governor really get into it. I mean, you should see what happens off camera. These guys will just go toe-to-toe, and they'll battle it out. They will absolutely battle it out.
It's amazing. I know you don't want to give people too much of a spoiler on this, but for our listeners, Michael Braverman, executive producer of the number one new television show on True TV, Conspiracy Theory, that airs 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central every Wednesday night. Give us a little bit of a window into this week's episode that airs in 48 hours.
Well, I want to say one thing to your listeners, Alex. If there's one show in this series that you're going to watch, make it this week. This week's show, and I obviously I have a little stake in it, but this week's show blew me away when I started doing the research, staff and I started doing the research. I can tell you, without hyping it, there are two facts in this show, which is the Big Brother conspiracy, this Wednesday night, there are two facts that will absolutely blow you away. There's stuff that we uncovered that I didn't know about, and I'm a pretty good researcher, and we put it on the screen, and again, I don't think it's hyping or being immodest to say that there's a couple of revelations, I'll call them, that will absolutely shock you and hit you over the head, and you're going to be sitting at home going, what? I didn't know that. And you know what? It's a call to action. Because if we don't do something, in 5, 10, 3, 6 years, whatever it is, we are going to be living on the prison planet.
Absolutely. Now, talking to Ventura a year ago when the pilot was shot, which is the 9/11 episode, the rest of it was shot this year, and talking to you behind the scenes and others, whatever you want to say about the mainstream media, they have never allowed anything like this to air before, and it was really hard to get this on the air. I remember just 2 days before the HARP special aired, Jesse privately said to me, still, I don't think it's going to air. I mean, when you guys say that, that's not hype. Genuinely, Ventura didn't think it was going to air. I don't know how this Big Brother is going to air. I don't know how the 9/11 aired. Why? Because I know there's a lot of control over the media. You know, every person in a production company or at a network isn't a globalist agent, but they, you know, don't like to go with things that are too controversial against the government. How is this getting on the air? I mean, how did you guys do this? I mean, you've done something no one's ever done.
Well, I give all the credit to the governor. The governor was so passionate, as I said before. He went to the network. I went with him, and he sat there and looked the boss of the network in the eye. I give everybody credit here, including the boss of the network. He looked him in the eye and said, "You let me do this show. You let me cover the topics and the information I want to cover, I will guarantee you people will watch." And that's exactly how it turned out. And, you know, I'm the first guy, because I work in the TV business, I'm the first guy to, you know, knock, you know, finalist TV executives, because I've met my share of them. But I will give True TV an amazing amount of credit that they actually followed through and they had the courage of their convictions and they put the show on. And as I say, you know, the governor lost his gentleman's bet with me and everybody else that those would ever see the light of day, but here we are. So it's kind of a miracle.
Well, Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Folks, we need this show to continue to be an even bigger success, because this will force mainstream media to understand that the American people are waking up and want the truth. And that if the mainstream media doesn't start covering these issues, they're going to lose all their viewers. And I think at the heart of it, I remember 3 years ago I was talking to a Hollywood film director. And I don't know if she's still there. I don't know the details. But he was talking about a new head of Court TV and that it was going to shift to a new format, and he said they were looking then at these issues. And then I talked to a BBC producer who also makes shows for the U.S., and I know that True TV, even 3 years ago, was looking at this. So I think Ventura, with his gravitas and his history, and yourself, Michael Braverman, the right place, the right time, the right people, the right brains. Cable television has to start doing something avant-garde to get viewers, and I think that's the real reason that this is airing. And also, you know, you guys did this on a shoestring for TV productions, and so you guys also gambled a lot. You bet a lot of your time and energy on this. And so, again, I salute you, Michael.
Well, thank you. And our production partners did, too. And, again, I give all the credit to the governor because he is the spearhead. He was the point of the spear on this whole show.
And you guys put amazing amounts of energy into this. Final segment with Michael Braverman, the executive producer of Conspiracy Theory. You can see it this Wednesday night. When we come back, we're going to do 5 minutes on next week's episode, Secret Societies. This one is a barn burner. Stay with us.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Your own personal
The Prison Jesus. Planet will be exposed Wednesday
Someone
night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central,
Someone who cares.
8 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Pacific on True TV. Check your listings. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the prison planet will be exposed. It's one thing when I'm up here ranting about documents, about everything you're doing being tracked and traced and surveilled and controlled. Wait till you see it the way they present it. Big breaking information coming up Wednesday night. Please tell everybody you know, your email list, your Facebook, your MySpace, because we need this show to continue and be picked up again. But it's got top ratings. It should be. Something's rotten in the state of Denmark if it isn't. In the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left with Michael Braverman, looking forward to the Secret Society episode next week, in case we don't get you back on to talk about it next Wednesday. Give us a little window into that.
Well, that is another mind blower. You know, this is something that I think the governor also was a little bit skeptical about when we started. You know, I mean, you can sit around and talk, and I know you do, Alex, and you do a fantastic job. You know, you can say that there are these groups, the Bilderberg, you know, society, and they're out there and they're running the world. Everyone's going to roll their eyes and go, yeah, sure. But when you started, you know, when we started to dig into it, we found some stuff. As I say, you know, anybody who watches these shows, whether you like the shows or not, you're going to turn that TV off and you're going to walk away, or you're going to sit in your couch and you're going to go, wow, I didn't know that. And you're going to see some facts about the Bilderberg that I guarantee you, even people who are regular listeners to your show and really into this stuff didn't know. So that's our promise to the viewers, is that there's going to be new facts, new things that hopefully will be mind-blowing every week. And there are things about the Bilderbergs and other secret societies that, I got to be honest with you, they scared me.
Well, I did consulting for a Scanner Darkly, produced in 2005 with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson, a bunch of others. Of course, I'm in the film. And I did consulting with Tommy Pallotta, one of the producers, and Richard Linklater, the director. And I thought I knew everything. They discovered a bunch of stuff that I had trouble believing until I saw the documents. So, yeah, I mean, don't think you ever know it all, folks. I know you guys did deep research and have discovered some things that when I found out about it and then went and looked it up, it's so horrible.
Well, it's amazing what's going on that, as you say, Alex, never gets reported in the mainstream media, but I think that's changing, and hopefully it's changing. I'll tell you one thing. You mentioned Hollywood. I get called from people that are not allowed to mention and want to break the company. Big people in Hollywood.
Michael, your phone's breaking up a little bit. Can you get closer to it?
Yeah, how about now, Alex?
Sounds good. Go ahead.
I was just going to say really quickly, you mentioned Hollywood. I get called, I would say, on a weekly basis from people in Hollywood that I'm going to see.
Michael, you know, I think it's your, because I know you're on a cell phone doing a screening at an event, and I apologize. I mean, just in closing, finish up. Yeah, get in close to the microphone.
Yeah, I'm pretty close. So anyway, just to reiterate, there's people, I get calls on a weekly basis from big stars, TV stars, movie stars, people that everybody would know, want to talk about, are starting to believe in this stuff. I can't put them on TV yet, but if we get picked up, people support us, and we go on, I think there's going to be some real shockers, hopefully in the second season, about people stepping out of the shadows, famous people you see on TV and you see in the movies, stepping out of the shadows and standing up and being counted.
Yeah, that's what I've found, and obviously I'm not in Hollywood and I'm not a big TV producer like yourself, but I can't believe, the top name Hollywood stars, obviously Charlie Sheen, people like Jesse Ventura that have come on my show, that we've woken up to a certain extent. Well, Charlie's completely awakened, and Ventura's waking up. It's just, it's a huge iceberg that we only see the tip of. Michael Braverman, stay there. Let me say bye to you during the break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.